Well, it is the Queen's birthday long weekend, and that means it's time for some Queen's birthday honours. A whole lot of people recognised today, but none of them closer to my heart than Professor Anne Toomey, who has been recognised as an Officer of the Order of Australia for distinguished services to the law, to legal education and to public education on constitutional matters. Good morning and congratulations, Anne Toomey.
Thank you very much, Sammy.
Do I need to address you in a different way now? Is it sort of, did you demand that I say the full letters from now on?
Well, what do you say, Anne Toomey? Ayo! Sounds a bit offensive, really.
Ayo! That's all right. And look, we've seen Hamilton the musical taking the world by storm. There are lines for it in Sydney right now. It's coming to Melbourne. It's all about a foreign constitution. And yet, most people in Australia could not tell you probably one thing about our own constitution. Why is that?
I don't know. Are you suggesting I should write a musical there, Sammy?
Well, who knows? I mean, it might be a more profitable endeavour.
Well, it probably is, talking about the Constitution. I think, well, one of the obvious reasons is that unlike the United States, we don't have anything as romantic as a sort of a revolution. You know, we can't get up there and say, give me liberty or give me death. Instead, mostly what drove Federation was people not wanting to pay taxes on goods as they cross borders from one state to another. So we could say, don't tax me or death.
But, it's a pretty Aussie trait though, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, our constitution is built on people who didn't want to pay tax rather than, you know, liberty, independence, those sorts of things. So it doesn't make as creative a story, put it that way.
Although, of course, there was creativity involved in, you know, trying to design a democracy from scratch with the benefit of other countries to base it on. Do you still see the constitution as a romantic document, or is it very much just a technical legal set of words?
I think it's both. So it's definitely a rule book, but the reason we have the rules is the key thing. So, you know, the one of the best things about Australia is that we're a country that works on the basis of the rule of law. And I know that term rule of law is, you know, often distorted by people, etc., but in the end, it comes down to issues about fairness and equality. You know, if you've got actual rules that have been determined in advance, set there, then it doesn't matter who you are or how prejudiced people might be against you. If those same rules apply to you, that's your protection. Mm-hmm. And having that kind of rules-based society where people actually obey the rules is fantastic. Because, you know, you can go to a lot of other countries and, for example, people often complain we don't have a Bill of Rights in Australia, we're behind everywhere else. But you can go to a lot of countries that have beautiful Bills of Rights that give you all sorts of rights. You know, the Soviet Union was a great example, had a brilliant Bill of Rights. But if you don't have that sort of internal culture of compliance with the rule of law, then none of that stuff works. And what's good about Australia is we have both the rules and the culture where people actually respect the rules and obey them. And that's a really important thing to cherish. It is romantic in a way. It has a beauty to it.
Well, I think you've just described that eloquently, as one would expect as a newly crowned Officer of the Order of Australia. I'm chatting to Professor Anne Toomey, a recipient of a huge honour today in the Queen's Birthday Honours. I'm assuming you've spent a fair bit of your career, of course, in, you know, some pretty dry legal roles. What's been one of the most rewarding parts of your career, though, Anne?
At the moment, what I'm doing, surprisingly, is doing a curriculum material for school children. Because one of the things that worries me most is that, you know, we have this great system, but if the people out there don't understand how the system works, then they're not able to fulfil their role properly in terms of, you know, keeping governments to account, you know, voting elections, all those sorts of things. And that lack of knowledge and understanding is something I try to cure by doing, you know, media stuff. But I think the point at which you really need to start is back in the schools. And that comes down to civics and citizenship, which is taught in a sort of, you know, it's all over the shop. And a lot of the material is just not even accurate. And so my big passion at the moment is producing a lot of material, which will hopefully go online by the end of the year, free for everyone on the internet, for teaching civics and citizenship in schools. And that material will also be available for anyone who wants to understand, any ordinary person off the street, excuse me, who wants to understand about the Constitution and how the bits of it work as well. So it will be really good for everybody.
If you need a hand, I've got some good politician play school dolls at my disposal that can, you know, try and make it accessible for toddlers in particular.
Well, we're not quite going down to toddler level now, but at the moment I'm working on years 4 to 10. So probably the more rewarding stuff I'm doing at the moment.
I hope
it's rewarding.
Well, look, year 10 was when my little political flame was set alight, and so I commend you and I congratulate you on the award today, and thank you for your time this morning, Professor Anne Toomey.
Thank you, Sammy.
Professor Anne Toomey there. Hey-o!